back. Top of the hour with Knockout Radio. This is Randy Harris and Nick Beats Man. Comes live from
Twitch. This is Randy Harris? Is
that, this you is. Are. And I am.
All right. I'm going to try something.
Okay.
And if we're able to pull this off and your GoFundMe comes through.
Okay.
The flight is $600.
Okay.
I happen to know someone who works at Southwest.
Okay.
If he can somehow get me on this flight at a reasonable. I can't spend $600 for a one-way flight.
Sure.
I can't.
Of course.
So,
of course. But it would be great to have you out there. The president, CEO of Knockout Radio with the Randy Regime, president Shane Grossman, Eric Mayoral, myself, McDummy in the house, back in my city, back where I started my pizza career.
I still just don't understand why you didn't say yes back then.
Because I didn't
you
know.
You knew you were going to go.
No.
You knew.
I've been to 3 UFC events in my life. Orlando, because I drove. Brooklyn with you. And this one.
What if we leave Denver right after the fight and you drive 9 nonstop? When would you get me back?
Well, my layover's in Houston. So I'll be in another state. But I don't know. But yeah, let's you got to have connections in the airlines.
I really don't.
I don't know. We got to do something. We got to get you on that flight. You got to go. What's a Greyhound? If they ban the Greyhound racing in Florida with the election, then you can just take the Greyhound to Denver.
Just keep talking. I'm texting them.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know. But are we going to talk about the election process?
Sure, talk about it.
Well, I mean, you're upset with the election process.
I'm not upset with that at all.
You're upset with some comments that were said after the fact. What do they call that? Resigning commencement speech? What do they call that? Concession.
The concession speech.
So is that where the
statement was made? Well, and again, I don't remember the exact wording, and I was trying to wait and trying to look it up. But basically, the concession speech from the Democratic politician running for governor in the state of Florida.
Sure.
As he was continuing to rip Donald Trump and rip Republicans and rip the guy who won, he said, "We deserve to be at the table." Mm-hmm. What does that mean? And does it mean what I think it means? And if it means what I think it means, I'm offended. And it really bothered me.
Because it doesn't come to, it shouldn't be a matter of race, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a race issue.
Is that what is he saying race, or is he saying Democrats deserve to be at the table? Or people from Tallahassee deserve to be?
Well, it seems like every time there's two different ethnic groups in any situation, there's always a race card played at some point, right? It's like, even they do it in the NFL, you know, like Tony Dungy at his Hall of Fame speech talked about how he brought on these like African-American coaches up under him and how he developed it. And, you know, like that was what he's so proud of is, you know, so it's kind of like,
and again, that bothered me too.
Right. I mean, it should be all one, right? I mean,
when Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy, and it's the first time 2 African-American coaches. No, it's 2 coaches.
2 coaches. Right.
And we're never going to get past where we are right now when it's continued to be brought up by anybody and everybody.
And it seems like the minority groups, as soon as you use the race card to describe a person or an act or a historic event, by describing it that way, they get offended, but then they turn around and describe themselves that way to you know, make a claim that that's a historic event. So I don't know.
Did bother me.
There's no place for it. You know, look, the guy lost fair and square. He lost on policy, I believe. If it was just me personally, I think he had a bad strategy on how to raise taxes.
And that could be true, or the fact that he made a lousy pizza when he was in Torta Pizza.
He just came by and knocking on doors.
No, which is cool.
I respect it immensely. He spent time here. He talked to me. He was a super nice guy.
And just to stay on this for a second, then we'll move on. If it's Republicans only are going to fight Republicans and Democrats are only going to fight Democrats, as stupid as that is, I can live with that. It is what it is. The Republican beliefs or the Democratic beliefs.
But the best thing on Facebook.
But for him to say that, it kind of bothered me.
The best thing on Facebook is that, you know, the left and the right wing are belong to the same bird. I mean, let's be honest. Like the government, the whole industry as a whole, the whole what system itself. You know, so yeah, you have political lines and there's policies that separate them. But you know, let's be honest. Like it's the same bird. So, I don't know. Everybody go back to being neighbors, going back to be supporting your local businesses, go back to being a better human. Go back to GoFundMe pages to get my boss on a flight to Tampa from Denver so he can go to USC.
Because you blew it.
25th anniversary.
This is your fault.
Because I messed up. Because you got to help me out.
This is your fault.
If you're listening right now, you got to bail me out. I should have committed. I could have committed. I would have had media credentials if I would have probably committed a month ago.
Well, you should be committed.
Instead, I'm just ringside.
And well, you're not ringside. Cage side. It's called cage side.
I'll be cage
side. And please don't even tell anybody that you're McDummy while you're out there.
They'll see the suit. They'll
well, yeah, you're up. Not going to need to tell them. They're going to know.
Oh, yeah, they'll know.
Unbelievable. All right. But what?
No, I'm just saying. We're going to get you on that flight.
It's your fault.
All you got to do is get out there.
I can get out there.
Yeah.
Because you said the flight out there was pretty cheap.
Yeah, flight's out.
You know, I don't need to take anything. We're not going to do the radio
show. I'm
going
to search after this. I'll try to. You want to lay over in Houston with me?
No, I need to be back for the game.
Well, move the Buck game to Houston.
So maybe if we would have got lucky and it would have been flexed to the night game.
Well, they're not going
to
win here.
So it's Washington.
They're not going to win against Washington.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I don't know. Sooner or later, something's going to happen. I don't know why.
This train is derailing quick. I mean, what? Who did
it's derailing? So you're implying that it hasn't derailed yet?
It's getting worse every week. I mean, to go into New Orleans and beat the Saints game one in New Orleans, and after what the Saints just did to the Rams, I mean,
is it safe to say that the New Orleans Saints could be the best team in football?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So right now we're looking
Thomas
at.
Thomas is a beast. Well, and he put a cell phone under the pylon in the end zone.
Stupid.
Dumb.
It's stupid.
Dumb penalty.
Well, it's stupid. And to me, again, offensive that these guys make. And I want anybody and everybody to make as much money as humanly possible. Make money. But when you make so much money that a $15,000 fine doesn't mean anything. That's crazy.
But I got a problem with the fact that they're entertainers. They're modern day gladiators. What like the Terrell Owens popcorn through the mask and
you can't do that.
But that's what the fans want.
But a rule is a rule.
Yeah, but so what? They made the
what do you mean so what?
They made the UFC like with the Reebok deal and they took away all the individual endorsements and all the fan engagements and all that stuff. Like they took away the individual personalities of these fighters and their camps,
but they've brought it back.
Yeah,
NFL wise.
But it's I like it.
I do too.
I think the antics, they're creative. It's funny. It's entertaining, and they're celebrating a victory.
Were you disappointed? Were you disappointed when the ordeal went with the Cowboy game, and the guy ran to the star, and nothing really happened? There was no little.
They didn't jack him, like knock him out.
They should have.
I mean, because the same cowboy, Zeke, jumped into the holiday pot. Right,
the Salvation Army kettle.
Which we could use that kettle to raise money for your flight back.
No, no.
No,
No.
Throw your change for Randy to get home.
Not in a kettle. You know, I know a story that you don't know.
Okay.
All right, so Sean was in a car accident when he was in high school.
Okay.
Instead of me taking the car to a real car dealership, I took it to a Corvette place in Clearwater.
All right.
The guy was a sponsor of the show.
Okay.
And I'm always very loyal to my sponsors.
Sure.
So I believe I was told that this is the highest car rental bill in the history of the car rental company. And when I'm talking car rental, I'm like one of the three or four biggies. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
Hertz, Enterprise, Alamo, one of those.
Sure.
So one that's been around a while. Largest rent, bill of all time. I believe he had my son's car for somewhere in the vicinity of 6 months.
Okay.
We would go there and his car is totally tore apart in the garage.
Oh my God.
Okay. He puts the car all together and I don't know which story I want to go to, what eventually happened to the car or what eventually happened to him. So where do you want me to go?
What happened to the car?
Okay. So we'll get back to what happened to him. So we went to do something. I don't remember at the Ford dealership or whatever. And we took Sean's car there and they put it up on the jack. And the guy goes, how are you driving this? How is this car not totaled? The entire frame was like at an angle. So the guy was just a piece of garbage.
Wow.
Okay. So he stole the money. It should have been totaled out. He talked the insurance company out of not totaling it out. So one night, it was around Christmas. We're watching TV in bed, getting ready to go to sleep. And there was a bunch of stories on about the Salvation Army kettle thief.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That guy is stealing
money. So there was a guy that was going and hitting up all these kettles, and like he would go to put money in the kettle and then take the kettle and run away. Okay. So they couldn't find him. How do you not catch this guy? So this one particular time, he grabs the kettle, this person, grabs the kettle, jumps in the car, takes off, crashes the car, and dies.
Oh, okay. What?
It was that guy who did that to Sean's car. Yep.
No way.
Yep. Yep. Fact.
Wow.
And we just looked at each other with our jaws. I mean, I'm never speechless. I was speechless. I didn't know what to do. That's the thief. Not only the thief from the Salvation Army kettle, but the guy who shafted my son.
Jeez. Wow. Wow.
So I kind of learned a valuable lesson. Don't stay loyal. Take the car to the Ford dealership.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it was further because this accident happened in St. Pete around Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And Ford is at 22nd or whatever. Right. Yet we had it towed all the way to Clearwater because I'm loyal.
Right. Well, ain't that calling the kettle black? No, wait, I can't say that. The elections are over.
Well, the kettles aren't out yet. When do the kettles come out?
Soon, man. I mean, Christmas is already here. I mean, you go to the store, everything is like.
When do you
Christmas
start having trees? The ringy dingy ding ding?
I think it's right around Thanksgiving, right?
All right. I just got a text about the GoFundMe for the flight.
Okay.
They said the flight's $600. If Matt pays $400, they'll chip in $50. They said because it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
All right. Here's what we need to do.
Okay.
The return is now $600, and at the time it was $150.
You want me to pay the difference?
Well, the difference is $450. So you need to come up with $450 through your GoFundMe friends.
Through my man.
And then.
All right, I need one of my airplane people to help out. I'll get you a flight. We'll figure this thing out.
You get me on Southwest. Now, again, we need to do it quick enough so that I can get on the flight you're on going out.
The Bucks game is a big X factor. If they're winning, I can understand why you'd want to get back.
No, it's not at all. If you had to work, if you had to work at 1 o'clock, right. You would be back for 1 o'clock.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
It doesn't matter if you work at a dump or your place is a dump or you have to clean a dump.
That's true.
You would be back for 1 o'clock.
That's true, and that's your job.
So my job is to be here for 1 o'clock. There's a Southwest nonstop, unless you can find me another nonstop.
All right.
Because that's really the only way to get back.
For the red eye.
Yeah, because if you leave Denver at 6, is Denver 2 or 3 hours now? I don't even know what the difference is.
I don't know.
You know, you've got the time change. You've got all that mess.
Sure.
This is on you.
Hey.
This is on you.
Let's keep the show rolling. We'll figure it out.
In other words.
Keep throwing money in that kettle, baby.
In other words, you're going to Denver. You told me, no, you're not going to Denver. And this is brutal.
Oh, no.
This is brutal.
All right, we're getting it. We're going to find it. I need some search engine optimization. I need some hackers. Give me a hacker. That's what I need.
Well, I did send it an email, a text message.
Like, save my...
Save my co-host life, because if not, we're going to make you do Frogger on 4th Street.
Oh, man.
And you can only go because you're limping now. Somehow you injured yourself.
I know.
So you're going to have to limp across like Frogger, one step at a time.
Yeah, I'm just getting old, or I didn't check a leg kick right. I was like Anderson Silva on that thing.
Also, in the Tampa Bay area, or really any car fans... Some race car fans.
Okay.
Tomorrow, tickets go on sale for the 2019 Firestone Grand Prix.
Woo!
And I've already told them you will not be coming to any of the media events.
Well, just because I can't drive the go-kart?
No, because you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Well, what do you mean you didn't cheat? Your team cheated.
How did I cheat? I have the trophy that says I'm the second best driver in the country.
And you cheated.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know how they keep score.
Exactly.
It wasn't my job to keep score. It wasn't the...
And when I say you, I don't mean you personally. I mean your team cheated.
One of my team members might have laughed you guys. How do we know?
Well, we know. Because I was there. I started in front of you. My team started in front of your team. And my team finished in front of your team.
I'll tell you what.
So explain to me.
You know, it's crazy because I drive a mean pizza delivery, man. I mean, I'm professional.
Do I get any credit for refusing the runner-up trophy?
That was pretty classic.
It was, right?
That was classic.
They tried to give it to me, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
you went, what's that guy from the Steelers? Harrison?
Yeah.
He's like, there's no participation trophies in life.
That's what I said to him. I said, I don't take a participation trophy. And it wasn't about you cheating.
I didn't cheat.
Your team cheated. You didn't.
Just because I received a trophy for something I didn't earn doesn't make me a cheater. Does it? I mean, does that make me a cheater?
Well, no. Honestly, it doesn't. You didn't cheat.
Does using a hyperbaric chamber to like fight in MMA make you a cheater?
I don't know.
Taking steroids make you a cheater in cycling? Like Lance?
Yes, that does.
Why? It's recovery. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing as like a hyperbaric chamber.
How about those
splitting red cells? I mean, come on. What's different than taking a glucosamine or glutamine recovery agent after a cycling performance?
I don't even know what any of that means.
Exactly. So it should be all.
How about the tape? That black tape.
KT tape? Yeah.
Is that cheating?
If it holds a muscle in place so you can perform. Sure.
How about those stupid necklace rope bands that supposedly give you more energy?
I think they're made of like hemp or something to get the guys like high.
Is that cheating?
I don't know. It probably smells good.
So I'm saying that's cheating.
Sure. I mean, the UFC's in Denver this week. So legal marijuana, it's legal, it's recreational. Can these guys?
Oh, my God. Are you going to ask me this question again?
I'm just serious. They're going to be around it. They're going to get contact buzzes from it in rooms where it's they're smelling it. It's in their blood system. Like, is that not?
It's illegal.
Would they test?
Absolutely.
So if they're just in a room and there's people smoking.
Yes.
Then they can fail their drug test. Wow. Yes. Wow.
And for anybody to be in a room while people are smoking marijuana, knowing that you're going to fight. Yes. I mean, that's the whole Nick Nate Diaz thing. Right. It's legal in California. I get all that.
Sure.
The only problem is you get superseded by what you're doing for a living doesn't allow it.
Did I see Nick Diaz? Did he call out Khabib? Did he send shots?
Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you keep up with the drama?
No.
No?
No, I'm trying to stay out of it. The only drama I'm involved in is you getting me home from there.
Fair enough. Did you catch the UFC fights Saturday?
If you want to call it that.
Did you see Daniel Cormier to show the world of the different level of mixed martial artists?
Did anybody really expect anything different?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Derek Lewis didn't expect anything different.
Absolutely not.
He
had zero chance.
And he said that. And he said that to Joe Rogan. I'm nowhere near. But I don't blame him for taking it.
I thought it was amazing to see the different level of competition, to see how big it is at the elite level of a Daniel Cormier. I was never really a big Daniel fan, but to see how good he is and how bad he made Big Black look. Is that what his name? Big Black or Black Bear?
Black Beast or
Black
whatever.
Beast, that's what it is.
I don't know.
Derek Lewis.
I don't think this helps him in his legacy. I believe Daniel Cormier possibly could be the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I am not a Daniel Cormier fan of the person.
Right.
You know, I like I said,
you've
I, didn't,
outspoken about
I
that.
Didn't know that it was possible for anybody to make people like John Jones, but Daniel Cormier was able to do that.
Right.
All right. With that all said, and depending on, we were just talking about cheating and all that, John Jones, I always thought was the GOAT. I did.
Right.
Just because of who he dominated, how he dominated, all that
kind
of stuff.
And he's back. He's coming back.
And let's see what happens. That's going to be an interesting fight. It's going to be an interesting fight, and I'm looking forward to it. But if you're going to do the notch because of the steroid use and, you know, the suspensions and all that, don't you have to talk Cormier at the top?
You have to.
Right?
You have to.
All right. I know we're almost at the bottom of the hour, but on the phone with us right now, I use this word very rarely. I don't believe in the word. I don't like how overused this word is, but a legend is on the phone with us right now, Cowboy Cerrone. Cowboy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let me ask you, you know, right out of the blocks, 40-some fights in, legendary name, legendary athlete. Are you still just as excited getting in the octagon this Saturday as, I don't know, 6 years ago or back in the WEC days?
There is no other place I'd rather be on Saturday. I get to set the record for the most winningest fighter in UFC history on the anniversary of the UFC. How about that?
Kind of ironic how it all fell into place, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Training still the same? Anything changed, you know, this far into your career? Training smarter? Training better?
Smarter. Definitely smarter. That's for sure. Like, I'm aware of listening to my body now, for sure.
What about diet stuff?
Well, at 170, I don't have a diet. It's whatever I want to do. Like, I'm 8 pounds off.
That's awesome. That's awesome never having to really work.
Yeah, it makes morale a lot better.
So, Donna, we've talked to a couple of athletes today. Tino Ortiz talked about the recovery process and using hyperbaric chambers and things. And Mike Perry seemed like it didn't matter. He doesn't care. He's old school. He's going to do his thing. Do you buy into any of that stuff? Do you use any of those kind of things? And do you think it gives you an advantage over other people if you do?
I believe in, like, the physical training side of it. And if they say getting in the hyperbaric chair is going to help, then sure, I'll listen to them and give it a go. I don't, like, religiously go and do all that stuff. But if it's needed, if I've torn something or I need the added recovery, sure, I'll give it a try.
When you hear fans talk or when you hear media talk about coming to cover an event, coming to an event, to watch it, and you can hear or see how excited fans and media get when you're on the card, what does that feel like? How does that make you feel when people get excited knowing you're on a card?
Yeah, when I started off, that's all I wanted my legacy to be, that when Cowboys fight, you pull over, you find a bar, you figure it out, and you watch. That's what I want. So it's cool to have people, like you said, use the name Legend, man. What an honor to have that name associated with me. And I love it. It's just my fighting style and my don't back down, don't back from anyone mentality. And I love it, man. It's cool. So, like this Perry fight, everyone tells me I should take him down and go for the submission. But, man, I feel like I'd be robbing people of their experience. The people that paid good money, they're watching on TV, not to see me go out there, meet him in the middle and throw down. Why not? Let's go.
Is that what adds excitement to this fight Saturday night in Denver? A guy that says he's going to do everything that you want him to do, come forward, throw punches, and get it on?
We'll see if he stays true to that. But, yes, I that excites me when people say they're going to stand there and fight. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what people like to see, man. They want to see a knockout. They want to see blood, and they want to see people fight. I plan on doing it. I love it.
Not that I want to correct you, because I never want to get, punched out by you. I don't know if, I want to see guys come and fight. I've always said Tank Abbott, I would pay money to see him fight. I don't care if it lasts 5 seconds or 30 seconds or 3 hours. I'm not a big blood guy, but I like when two guys get in the front and they swing and they fight. That's what I think a lot of us are really looking forward to and excited about.
Awesome. I can't agree more. I love watching a good fight, man. They're fun. Everyone gets off their seats, and they're like, oh, yeah, that was it. That was the one.
What's the funniest thing that you've thought about in the middle of the fight? And I talk about this with my NFL player show on Monday as well. I was interviewing a fighter once, and he said that he was fighting Dennis Seaver. And his coach, obviously German, starts talking in German. And he said, for about 6 seconds, I'm thinking of the movie Something Glorious Bastard or whatever that movie's called. Anything crazy or strange happen to you in the middle of a fight?
No, man. I wish I had something cool to share with you. But no, just usually murder's on my mind. So that's all. I'm enjoying it and having fun. I've never had any crazy thoughts.
Now watch on Sunday, I'll talk to you, and you're like, you know what? I was thinking of what you said, and I kind of daydreamed for a second. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Training-wise, how has it gone? Tim Sylvia once told me that's the worst question to ever ask. How has it changed, over the years, your training?
Like you said, just more intelligently training, listening to my body and being more aware of when to give and pull, that's for sure.
I know that I've told you this privately, but I'm going to say it publicly. I want to thank you for not coming to the jump here in Tampa. You, Greg Jackson, and I were all going to jump out of an airplane. And luckily, because you didn't go, I got to weasel my way out of it, and I didn't have to do it. So Greg jumped, and I didn't.
Right.
So it definitely
fair enough,
worked.
Fair enough.
Thoughts after Saturday, or nothing is a concern until Saturday fight's over?
Just when's the next fight? I'd love to get on a fight in December. January, December would be great for me. So that's probably what I'll be pushing for.
Anything, any added pressure, Donald, of the fight being in Denver?
No way. This is excitement. Getting me home. No added pressure at all.
So it's the exact opposite. Cool. Well, I'll tell you what. I was supposed to come out. My co-host who's sitting here, I'm going to punch out in a minute. He booked his flight yesterday. And now my flight has gone up from 200 to 700, so I'm getting him to pay for my flight so that I can still get out there for this on Saturday.
Easy decision, right? Easy decision.
And well, after having the two of you on, yes, it definitely is an easy decision to get out, to get on the plane and get out there. Cowboy, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You are more than welcome, absolutely.
Take care. That is the Cowboy, and like I said, you know, I don't like that word legend.
Yeah, you don't use it often.
You know, and he's a legend for numerous reasons.
For sure.
One, tell me anybody who doesn't get excited when you hear Donald Cerrone's going to fight.
Sure. Right? He's a warrior. He's an absolute warrior. I mean, he's always been a warrior.
Never
he always puts
fight.
On a great show for the fans. And he's got 40-some fights under his belt.
Unbelievable. And he's going to, and he could break the record,
that's
depending
just,
on what
that's
happens.
That's just MMA, right? I mean, he was a kickboxer before that.
And he has. All right, we do need to hit this break, so when we come back, the violent one will be on with us next. The show continues from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up.
Travel.com.
All right, first of all, you don't have to plug somebody.
No, I got to plug them.
No.
They're going to get you there. They're going to save my job on this network.
Well, first of all,
I'm getting you back.
First of all, if the airline you're talking about, which is known to leave late and not take off and do all this other stuff.
True definition, not my responsibility.
Right. Well, then you're not going to give them the credit. The credit would be the airline.
Well, all right. Then if they can get you back in time and look, I think I can get you there for under $200.
The violent one's on the air. Can you shut up for a minute?
What?
The violent one's ready to come on and talk.
Oh,
so yeah, stop already.
Don't hurt me.
Well, I won't, but.
He might.
Luis Pena, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Randy. I've actually enjoyed my time here in Colorado so much. It's so beautiful.
You know, it was so surreal. I tweeted out that, you know, who's going to be on the show today, and you responded, and you're like, it's so surreal. A year ago, I was watching these guys on TV, and now I'm on the same card as them. Talk about that.
Oh, man. So, like, for me, it's just like, it's a dream come true, you know. A year ago, I'm sitting there, I'm watching Mike Perry, I'm watching Cowboy Cerrone, you know, got Aaron Rodriguez do their thing, and in my eyes, I was the farthest away you could ever be from the UFC, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, not only am I fighting on the same card, I'm fighting on the main card, I've got all these people talking about me. It's just been a real surreal experience for me this whole week.
Before we talk about being on the reality TV show, and I've covered the UFC since day one, I've had fighters on since the very first Ultimate Fighter. Your nickname, Violent Bob Ross, we all know why. I just want to know, did you know who Bob Ross was? Have you sat down and actually watched some of his old TV shows like I did?
Oh, yeah, I knew exactly who Bob Ross was. That's why as soon as, like, someone mentioned I look like Bob Ross, I was like, man, I can't even hate. I do. There's no denying it.
I was telling my co-host here, Matt, that I remember, you know, being at my in-law's house and they would sit there and watch the TV show all the time. And I didn't even need to see your nickname and I knew what your nickname was. So dead on. It's what's it like to have that resemblance to somebody that us old people kind of recognize?
It's actually been really awesome. Like, I get people telling me all the time, like, oh, my parents aren't really big fans of the UFC, but as soon as they heard there was a fighter named Violent Bob Ross, they had to watch him and stuff like that. So, to me, it's really awesome that I could bring a generation or a group of fans that really would have never given MMA a shot to over to our side.
And your painting style, is it more than stick figures?
Man, I actually used to be a pretty decent artist back in the day, but there's something happened in my childhood where I just lost my imagination for it.
Yeah, and then you became violent, and then you became an MMA fighter.
Exactly. I guess you could say my imagination just grew into the violence.
There you go. Let's talk about the experience of the Ultimate Fighter being in the house, kind of being secluded and just around a bunch of other athletes, trying to chase the dream of becoming, a mixed martial artist with the UFC.
Man, I loved my experience on the show. It was, other than, you know, breaking my foot and everything like that, it was just like really, I don't know how to put it, man. It kind of opened my eyes to everything that you have to do, all the stuff you truly need to sacrifice in order to be at that level, in order to make it in the UFC. And it's really, the experience has really, really helped me especially at AKA, you know. When I go into camp, I it's not like I cut myself off from society the way we did on the show, but I definitely cut back on a lot of the things that were huge distractions. Like, I try to keep my video game and TV time down to a minimum. You know, I keep the interactions with, you know, girls and stuff like that down to a minimum. It's, when I'm in camp, I'm focused.
Talk to me for a second about the emotion of, you know, when you went to Dana. And again, it's a reality show, so, you know, we don't know how it was all put together and all that kind of stuff. But it appeared like you had Dana moved, you know, about your emotion of, you know, put me on, let me fight after this when I get better. I won't let you down. And it seemed to move Dana.
Well, for me, there was no doubt, there was no question in my mind that when I first saw that flyer for the tryouts for the Ultimate Fighter Undefeated, that I was going to win. I was going to use this to propel my career into the UFC title picture eventually. And then when all of that came crashing down for me, it was like, you know, my dreams had got stolen from me for no reason. So that was all real. That was all just me pouring my heart out, telling Dana, like, look, every single one of these guys breathed a sigh of relief when they saw me get injured because they knew there was hope for them now. Let me get my shot to prove to you that none of these dudes deserve it as much as I do.
And is it kind of like taking that even one step or two steps further with who your opponent is, and obviously, you know, his success on the show, that's who your fight's against?
I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter. Fight's a fight. But I think this was the most logical step for both of us in our career. You know, there's a lot of people that say, I would have won the show had I not got injured. I believe I would have won the show had I not got injured. And I'm sure Mike wants the opportunity to prove those people wrong. And I want my opportunity to prove everyone right that, yes, I was the best on the show.
Is it difficult to kind of get that surreal thought kind of out of your mind? You are in the UFC. You are where you belong to be. As you're walking around the hotel over the next couple of days and going to, you know, the weigh-ins and all that kind of stuff, that you're, you know, not going to be in awe and that you're going to be home.
Oh, man. It's actually something I embrace. I feel as though that's one of the things that's truly helped me connect with the fans. Like, they see this dude that's real. They see this guy that truly loves what he does. He truly loves the position that he's in. You know, like, for me, yeah, it's surreal, but at the end of the day, when I go out there and fight, it's just business. It's my job. It's another day in the office.
When you walk around at home, or, you know, you're walking through the mall, are you wearing some UFC stuff? And what's that like to wear the UFC logo and now be in the UFC? It's one thing to be on the show because you're still not a quote-unquote UFC fighter, but now you are a UFC fighter. What's it like to be in that situation and now to wear that logo?
You know, honestly, I try not to wear, like, the UFC stuff out as much. It's not that I don't mind being recognized, because I love it. I love the interactions I have with the fans so much as I don't want to be that guy that's, like, peacocking everywhere I go. It's not about that for me. But it means everything in the world to me. Like, this is something I aspire to from a very, very young age. As soon as I started wrestling, you know, I knew one day I might try out MMA, and then once I finally did, as soon as I got my first amateur win, I knew this was the path for me, and the UFC was the ultimate goal.
Will Saturday night get here, you know, soon enough? How are you going to be able to pass the next couple days?
Oh, man, that's the hardest part about this. It's a lot of hurry up and wait in this game. Personally, I've actually just been chilling in my hotel room. I play a lot of video games, so I brought my Switch and my Nintendo DS, so I've been doing that, watching Netflix, you know. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the train and everything. But that's the hardest part, in my opinion, about this game, is waiting for the fight.
Just trying to not think about, you know, what's coming and get here on Saturday. I gotcha. Lewis, I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to put you on hold so that we can get your address, and we're going to send you out some 8-Man Strong swag for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that, for real.
I appreciate your time, and hopefully we can get you back on again.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, right, anytime. Just let me know.
All right, cool. If the mothership can take care of that address and some more eight-man strong going out. Did you see on Twitter, I don't even know what the guy's name is, a big actor is okay. wearing eight-man strong.
Oh, really? Platt or
yeah,
something. Chris Pratt.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know what he does.
But I know he's somebody.
Yeah, I know he's an eight-man strong guy, so he's cool with me.
And for, you know, one of the guys that's kind of been on the eight-man strong early, you know, one of the first, you know, to wear eight-man strong and wear it proudly. You know, anytime I see it is really cool when we see more people, you know, wearing it. You wear it all the time.
All the time.
You wear eight-man strong more than you wear Knockout Radio.
I do. And this weekend.
Can I ask you publicly why?
Well, I only have one Knockout Radio shirt.
Okay.
And I have multiple.
Okay.
Eight-man strong shirts.
All right. Well, I do have another Knockout Radio collared shirt, but guess what? It's the exact same color
as the one I already have.
Well, I blew it because they didn't have the XL. It's in pink. And I love pink. I wear pink proudly for numerous reasons, the breast cancer, but also I like the color pink. So I bought two schmediums.
Right.
And you have one of the schmediums.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to take the other schmedium back to another store and just exchange it for the XL. And when I took them all in to get embroidered, I forgot. And they just embroidered everything.
All right. Well, let's take it back and get three Platinum Mike Perry. If you're drunk, you won't feel it. Shirts for the weekend. And it looks like we're going to need four of them because I got you a flight.
There is a rumor.
I got you a flight under $200.
One way or round trip?
Round trip.
$200 round trip.
Direct flights. You don't have the layover.
All right. Hopefully back at the mothership, they took care of the address because we're going to hit a break and I'm going to check this out because we may have an announcement
when we
return. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Duh. 88th Avenue and 4th Street. What an outstanding fun show this has been so far. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill. Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th UFC on Fox.
It could happen.
I did my work. I did my homework.
It could happen.
Finally, I did my homework. I brought...
Well, let everybody know what you found.
So I found a round-trip ticket, no layovers, direct flights, in the time frame needed, $210.39 with tax. You're there. You're there for UFC 225, a reunion in the city where it all started, Denver, Colorado.
I may do it.
I think we all got to get an octagon tattoo while we're there.
All right. The chance of that is none.
I think Shane's got one on the neck. I think you could do one on the back.
The chance.
No one will see it.
The chance of that is none.
I'll do the knockout star.
I don't care what you do.
You do the Tour de Pizza logo.
You can do whatever you want. But
we need a badge of honor, like a brotherhood, like a fraternity.
We're not brothers.
Oh.
If it means me getting a tattoo, I don't even know you. How about that? What do you think about those apples?
Oh, right. Well,
if it means me getting a tattoo, you're fired. Oh, live on the air.
Seriously, again?
No.
I can only be fired once every 6 months per my contract.
Well, first of all, that's not true. I believe the contract says I can fire you anytime I want to, whether we're live on the air or not.
This is true.
But there's a good possibility. I'm waiting for a response. If this response comes back, yes.
We're going to have an epic time in Denver. We're going to have so much fun. I can't wait.
So when am I coming on Friday or Saturday?
Well, you depends on if you want a hotel room or not. If you're going to come in Saturday and just do all the fan stuff beforehand.
I don't do fan stuff. I'm not a fan.
I know. You're a media guy.
I'm a media guy.
All right. I'm McDummy. I'm going to be in the crowd dressed up as a clown.
Well, you don't even have to dress up. You are a clown. So it all goes without saying.
So, yeah, I think this is going to be epic. It's epic.
And I don't know what has me more excited. The fact of putting this together in the last minute.
Sure.
Or Mike Perry getting me so jacked up.
Yeah, because we're going to have four fan shirts, like Platinum Mike Perry. If you won't feel it anyway.
So I have to get those right?
made. I mean, that's an epic saying. We have to, it's going to be, this is amazing. And you'll be right in front of me. I'm row four. You're going to be right in front of me at the media, like, so we're all in the same section.
There's a possibility.
This has to happen.
You know, I haven't heard from Eric. And now, granted, Eric better not be listening to the show. He better be working. I haven't heard from Grossman. Why is he texting you and not me anymore?
Grossman's on it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's in Facebook jail. He's like...
That guy spends more time
in jail than anyone we know. I bet his commissary is awesome, though. I bet he's got I bet his cabinets are gloated.
Somebody slides money into the commissary account?
Yeah.
Oh, so if I get in Friday... I don't know.
So here's the difference. If you want to do the meet and greet with Eric, who's hosting, I think he's hosting the Dan Severin and Don Fry event.
I don't think he's hosting.
He's not hosting it?
I don't think so.
He's promoting it.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know if he's not hosting
it. You promote the show. It doesn't mean you're hosting it.
But if you want to do that with them, you got to go out Friday so you can be there for all that. I think Matt Hughes is Friday night as well, his public event. So depends on if you want to do that stuff or if you're just going to go for the fight and document the fight. But the price is the same for either day. So it really depends on if you want a hotel room Friday night and you want to go through the hassle of checking in and checking out. And
I'm not worried about the hotel as much, and I won't have luggage because when you fly these cheap airlines, you can't bring luggage.
Right. Can't even bring a carry-on. They charge.
No, you can have one small carry-on that goes underneath the seat.
Oh, okay. Even if it says no baggage is allowed?
Well, that doesn't count as baggage.
Okay.
Baggage would be, I don't know, you.
Okay.
Your baggage. I'm proud of myself on that one.
Yeah,
I thought that one out. As soon as you said it, I'm like, I know where I'm going with this. This is going to be awesome. But yeah, you put it in a backpack, a change of clothes or whatever. You wouldn't need anything else.
Right. Sure. We're doing it.
We're doing it. I haven't gotten a response from who I texted.
I'm going to text you my address. I'm going to need you to send me some 8-man gear strong stuff so I can get
8-man gear strong.
Man, strong gear.
So I can
rock it out, man.
The baggage that you... No, Knockout Radio stuff.
Well, yeah, we're both.
No, you're going as a fan.
Oh, yeah.
That's Knockout Radio.
Oh. I'm going to be so close, I can get kicked by Khabib if he jumps over the cage.
8-man strong hat.
Yeah, okay. I'll rock the hat and a Knockout shirt.
And a Knockout Radio shirt.
What if I do like a robe, like a Macho Man Randy Savage Knockout Radio robe?
You know that still kills me, right?
You gave it away?
I didn't give it away. We auctioned it off for charity, but I should have bought it.
Coolest sports memorabilia you've ever had?
No, not that I've ever had, but it's probably one of the coolest donated items of a charity event. Because, you know, I've probably raised, without exaggerating, I've helped raise $5 million for charity. Easily, right. Easily. Sure. All the stuff that got donated for the Ryan Bennett fund and for the family. I remember a WEC championship belt got auctioned off.
Sure.
I remember Matt Serra's underwear.
Right.
Got auctioned off.
They've been replaying the top five greatest moments of the UFC history. Obviously with UFC this weekend and being the 25 anniversary edition episode or event. And they're still calling that the number one upset of all time. Is when Matt Serra beat GSP.
I've always said, and here's my message.
Okay.
This is the message.
Drum roll, please.
Whether I'm going to go, it looks like I'm going to go.
Yeah! We're in! Yes! This is going to be an epic weekend.
It could happen. For $200 and you buying lunch on Saturday, because this is still your fault.
Done.
This is still your
fault. Done.
It could have been so much easier.
Done. I got the best lunch places. I know Denver like the back of my hand. It's where my pizza career
started.
What are
you going to carry me on your back?
I got people, man. And they got light rail there. I actually have a infrastructure of transportation to help.
But they
move.
They don't have rail from the airport.
Yes, they do.
When did that get? I've been there 3 times. I never saw it.
Airports now, it's now connected. So I haven't been there in 5 years. So
right,
it
I
wasn't,
was there 2 years ago.
But it's connected now.
I'm pretty sure.
I just looked up the light rail. It takes 20 minutes from.
I'm pretty
Union
sure
Square.
I was just there when I went out for the bare knuckle fight.
Well, Union Station to the airport is only 20 minutes.
And you said the flight that you found me, I'm leaving at like midnight?
You leave at 12:32 a.m.
But you said there was a 1 o'clock too.
No, if you take a different flight to come back, it gets back at 1:27 the next day.
Yeah, no,
but the Bucks game starts at 1.
Yeah, we can't do
so,
that.
So you got to get back at 6 in Orlando so you can drive over to Tampa so you can be at work on time.
Interesting.
I'm saving your career, buddy.
I don't know about saving it. I'm not sure this career can be saved, but I got the official from the boss.
What an amazing show. We went from
we were going to Orlando to a Magic game.
Originally our plan was to get after the show, haul butt across I-4, beat traffic.
You're not going to beat traffic up I-4. But
go check out the Pistons and the Orlando Magic and pick up our credentials for the season. And
I told you.
I know. I'm not
credentialed. You had a ticket.
Well, I'm with you, so that makes me.
It makes you nothing. It makes you baggage.
Well, check me under the seat. I'm in.
That's what you are. Yeah, you are baggage.
I'm baggage at the UFC.
So now I got to decide if I want to go on Friday or Saturday.
That's the only question you got.
When's the regime out there? Now, some of the regime lives in Denver.
Well, Shane's heading out to tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
He's coming out Thursday, and he leaves Sunday. I leave Friday after.
It's not about you. I don't care.
You
it's
care.
Not about you,
you care when I'm there.
I don't.
You want to be in Denver when I'm there.
No, I really don't.
You do.
No, trust me. I really don't.
No, we're going to go have a blast.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Can you find Mork and Mindy's house for me?
No, but I can find Mike Perry's after party.
I want Mike. I want Mork and Mindy's house. I drove to Boulder to try to find it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
UFC was out. What's outside of Denver?
Boulder.
No, it's between Boulder and Denver.
Oh,
like Bloomfield?
Yeah, Bloomfield's up there.
Which is, that's where?
Westminster.
I think Bloomfield is where the fight was.
Okay.
And yeah. I had a rental car, and I drove to Boulder looking for the house. It was the stupidest drive.
Okay.
Because I drove up and down this street.
Well, you know, snowing in the mountains, we could go up into they just opened 3 days early this year for the skiing, so that's a record. The casinos are up there. Have you been to Black Hawk?
I've never been anywhere.
You've never been to the casinos in Colorado?
No.
Oh, it's just like a little Vegas, but it's in a mountain. So it snows. It's amazing. Like, because you're up in the altitude. The air is fresh. It's just like a mini Las Vegas.
You may have me talked into it.
Oh, it's going
to
be epic.
And I hate last-minute things. I don't like to do
it. I'm a last-minute guy.
Obviously.
That's how I prepare for this show.
Well, you don't prepare.
But I'm still on
it. You barely prepared for your flight. You definitely didn't prepare. All right. The president is texting me now as well.
I love it.
He flies out tomorrow morning and back on Sunday. Nothing about, do it. None of that stuff. It's just,
This is confirming when he leaves.
It doesn't hurt. What is it? It doesn't hurt as bad when you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. I got to rewind the exact wordage. We gotta get it printed though.
Well, I could probably have them done tomorrow. I probably can. I could call my t-shirt girl,
okay.
Lady, whatever.
Right.
I could probably get it. You know, if I called her or emailed her tonight, they would need to be hand.
I'm sure with the election being over, all the printers would need work.
They do.
So they're going to be in a slump for a little bit. So yeah, let's get it done.
Mike Perry, you've done this to me.
This is amazing.
This is Mike Perry has me.
But you, how could you not go to the 25th reunion of where it all began?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
No, this is huge. I don't think
it's huge to you.
It's going to be bigger when you're there and you see all the faces and all these people from the history
of
it.
Hold on a second. The same people.
They're your friends.
I understand that. But the same people, these guys go to all the other ones anyway. It's the same thing.
But they're all going
to
be at this one.
It's kind of like a WWE pay-per-view. It's the same guys that are wrestling tonight that are wrestling
at
WrestleMania.
It's like a high school reunion, and you went to that.
No, well, yeah, I did. I did stop in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I will tweet whether I will be in Denver or not later tonight. I want to thank our sponsors, 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.